Jack, thank you for joining us. One win, one loss so far in the T20 Blast. How do you feel the season started? Sum that up for us.
I think looking back at the first game, we potentially lost that game, the first 3 overs of batting and bowling. I thought, in hindsight, if we were a little bit better in that regard, we would have given ourselves a good opportunity to win that game against Hampshire. And then the last game against Sussex was almost like the perfect team performance. We got a good partnership in the middle. We set it up quite nicely, about 119 first innings, and then I thought our bowlers really composed themselves well. I think we're quite blessed in the sense that we've got quite an experienced bowling lineup, and we've also got a lot of X factor in our bowling lineup.
You're talking about 3 overs, it's tiny margins in T20, of course. Coming off the back of that win last week, is confidence high, and do you see tonight as an opportunity to perhaps to build some momentum?
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, even the game before that, there were sections in the game where we played really well, and we took that confidence into the Sussex game last week, and they had quite a strong team out, and I think for us as a unit, it was quite important to get that first win under our belts. And I always say in this kind of format, it's important, especially with 14 games, that somewhere along the lines you get some sort of momentum with like a little winning streak or something like that. And that's something that also happened for us last year, so it's a nice reference point for us.
And there have been some great individual performances as well. How do the rest of the team react to those performances, and how do you kind of use those to feed the energy of the team almost?
I think we're quite fortunate that we have Colin Ingram in our team. If I remember correctly, the most sixes last year, and it was no different on Sunday. He's a big player in our team, and I think a lot of the guys rally around me playing alongside him and taking confidence from him. He's actually quite outspoken about how he goes about his business as well, and I think with 3 or 4 really young Welsh players in our team, I think we'll only bode them well for the future.
And it's a busy weekend as well, straight from here down the M4. There's been a lot said about the schedule. How are the team responding to that?
Well, it's obviously out there, so there's not much we can change about that. I think the important thing is that our attitudes are good. We will potentially arrive tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock at our hotel and then playing a day game. Like I said, it's something we just got to have a good attitude about, and we can't really complain about that.
Well, you're underneath the lights tonight. The boundaries are in. Are you feeling confident to make it 2 out of 3?
100%. I think we've got a really well-balanced team. I think we stack up really well with our batting balance. And like I said, in our batting department, we've got quite a few X-factor bowlers. And also, historically, against Somerset, it's always a big game for us. They've also got a strong team, but we've had some good wins against them in the past.
Jack, thanks for your time. Go well tonight.
Thank you.